Thank you for downloading this episode of the Dad Podcast. You want to help support the show? Tell your friends. Get the word out. Facebook, Twitter, smoke signals. Maybe even take out a Craigslist personal. Whatever you gotta do. Hello and welcome to the Dad Podcast, episode number 201. We're back. We're here. I feel like I'm excessively loud. I apologize if I, in fact, am for whatever reason that's happening. I got to fix Periscope. We're on Periscope Live. If you follow us on Twitter at Dad Podcast, you could see the palm of my hand right now and see me bending and shaping and moving all of the things around. I'm your host, everybody, Justin Worsham. Broadcast professional. I get dental from a radio station now. And with me, as always, is the one, the only Paco Lancini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley. How are you on this fine day, Mr. Dooley?
I am goddamn glad to be here.
You are goddamn glad to be here. Why does Jesus have to get brought into this?
Oh, man, I thought I'd get through that one. Every time I say hello, you come back with some sort of a...
It's my thing. Maybe that's what I do.
I guess so.
My concern? You think I'm concerned?
No, just meaning having an issue with how I put it.
Oh, you're explaining to me what concerned means? Is that what's happening? Are we having a fight?
We might be.
Well, someone should tell me if we are. Someone should let me know. Great camera angle, by the way. If you want to see the half part of my face, check out at Dad Podcast on the Periscope.
And if you want to see the worst part of my face.
You know what is just happening to me at this very given moment? Yes. I had lots to talk about within the parenting part of my life, and It has immediately evacuated itself from my brain. That's what just happened right here.
Oh, no.
But here's one thing I learned. So Daddy's the room rep. Are you familiar with room reps, Paco?
I might be.
Room rep is the person who handles all of the email communiques.
Oh, no, I didn't know about that.
Or communicatas.
Yes.
From the teacher to the rest of the parents. Oh. So you are put on some kind of mailing list from everybody. And then from there, I send out emails and the teacher can send out emails and blah, 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 yakety schmackety. Here's the point.
Yes.
I'm in charge, so I had a woman come up to me and say, hey, what's going on with the volunteers? Does she need volunteers? And it was interesting because this woman thought because my simple job was to email every parent in case the teacher had a message,
yes,
of which so far we have had only one, and it was the welcome to the school year message.
which is now a month ago.
Yeah, maybe a month and a half. Tops, we've been in class 2 months, maybe? Yeah. I don't know. Math and calendars aren't my thing. Evidently, neither is parental conventions. For a guy who has a show called The Dad Podcast, yeah. I am learning now. I know very little about parental. We've already noticed that I've learned that playdates mean you bring your kid over to my house, I watch them for a few hours, and then later on you're going to invite my kid over to your house.
Reciprocal childcare.
Yeah, it's an after-school co-op special.
There you go.
And so I learned that. Now I learn that evidently if you're the room rep, you have to know the inner... Evidently, we have weekly production meetings, me and the teacher.
Oh, really?
No, we don't. That never happened. That's why I don't understand why anybody's asking. So she goes, does she need volunteers? I said, she hasn't said anything to me. And she's like, oh, well... And here's the other thing.
Yeah.
I appreciate protocol. I do like protocol. But the teacher's 20 feet behind me, over my shoulder. This lady's coming to me. Evidently, I'm the buffer.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm the guy in charge of the band. You don't look Mick Jagger in the eyes, all right? No. You talk to Daddy, and then I go look Mick Jagger in the eyes. Mm-hmm. So then I go to her, and I say, well, do you need volunteer? And then also, later on, this mom went straight to the teacher anyway. But here's the interesting...
Well, she had found out how good I am.
Yeah. Here's the information that I found out, though, is that I never understood why people want to volunteer in the class. Like, to me,
yeah.
Maybe I'm of the unpopular opinion, but to me,
yeah.
school is tax dollars for the sweet, sweet respite from parenting.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I am with you.
Oh, my God. It's so awesome when you drive. That's why summer sucks so much when you're a parent, but it's so cool when you're a kid. You know
what I mean? Yeah.
Everything that is great about summer.
Well, especially it sucks when you're a stay-at-home parent.
Yeah, right?
No, it's like a sentence.
Well, and here's the thing. Work is work.
House arrest, yeah.
These are the kind of gems you come to me for. Work is work.
Uh-huh.
And the... So the kid goes to school. That's like their work. They come home and you're like, all right, you know, I don't know how to put it. But my point is, this woman basically said, I go, I guess she doesn't even volunteer. She's like, well, I want to volunteer. And I'm like, well, then just go, you know, say, hey, can I come in and help out? Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I came to find out the reason is that she wants to see what's going on in the class.
Mm-hmm.
So volunteering in the classroom is like some kind of SEAL Team 6 black op.
Yep.
Sure, yeah, I'll go in there and read, but it's so you could see how things are in the classroom. And she goes, I want to find out if what she's telling me is the truth. And it's like, okay, who are you trying to catch here? Are you trying to catch other people's kids? Because, so say you catch other, like, okay, let's, for argument's sake, my son is as much of an asshole as his father, all right? Now you're there, you're reading to him.
That's a tall order.
Right?
Yeah.
Those are big shoes he's never going to fill. But maybe the apple isn't falling far from the tree, as they say. And so... he comes in. Now, you know my son's an asshole. You've confirmed that the asshole is a genetic trait.
Yes.
You've isolated the gene.
Right.
You know what it is. What are you going to do with that information? What's going to happen after that?
I don't know.
You're going to move him? You're going to come talk to me about how you wish my kid wasn't an asshole?
I'm going to give him a podcast.
Give the kid or me? The dad?
The kid.
Yeah. See, and if you are there to catch the teacher in some kind of bullshit, then don't you think the teacher is going to be on her best behavior? And then why is it that everybody thinks that, you know, your kid has to be so... you should have a shitty teacher in your life. In fact, chances are you're going to have a shitty teacher a good chunk of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So why worry about it? Why fret to try to avoid this inevitability? Because you're going to have shitty bosses. You're going to have shitty teachers.
Yeah.
Chances are...
I'm very interested in knowing what it was she was hearing from her kid or from the teacher.
See, I don't even give a shit about that. Who fucking cares what a 7-year-old has to say? That step one in the problem.
Yeah.
Nobody should give a fuck what a 7-year-old has to say.
If what she's hearing is that her son is acting up, she wants to be there to see it. But P.S., honey, he isn't going to act up if you're there. And if the kid is coming home and saying, my teacher's a bitch.
I'm getting in trouble.
Yeah.
She doesn't like me.
Right. Then the mom is there to spy on the teacher, who also will not behave in the normal way. She's not going to wrap them on the knuckles with a ruler if the mom is standing right there.
Any kid, though, who thinks that the teacher doesn't like them has the parent, right,
mm-hmm.
that isn't going to be able to notice that behavior. It's like this, and this is kind of a dark tragedy, and I apologize, but it's the recent horrible thing that happened up in Oregon, right, with the guy coming into the classroom and just shooting a bunch of people.
Yeah, this is the first time hearing of it, by the way.
Really?
I've steadfastly avoided it, so that's the most detail I've gotten on that story until this moment.
Oh, that's shy. So you purposely, like, you knew it was happening, but it's not like I just broke news to you that's like three weeks old.
We were down in Utah visiting, and somebody said, oh, boy, that tragedy in Oregon. I said, you know what?
You're like, la, 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 la.
I don't know what it is.
I want to hear it. La, 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 la.
That is what I did.
All right.
I told her to stop talking.
It's an interesting thing. I wonder if all parents are like, because I kind of feel that way, and I work at a news station. Like, sometimes I'm like... I know I'm getting paid, but I'm like, do I have to hear all of this? Like, do we have to discuss all of this tragedy? But anyway, so what we found out after the fact is that they did the thing, and it's interesting for me because I'm new to this area, is that these people go, well, what's the next event is where they talk to neighbors and friends and family members, and then those people always say, oh, you never would have expected this,
as normal as pumpkin pie.
Exactly. And my thought is, it's like, well, the reason you never would have expected it is because your radar is fucked up. Because all of the neighbors had stories about how this kid was collecting guns and into Nazi paraphernalia, but mom and dad are like, I don't understand it. Like, dad is saying, how did he get his hands on all these guns? Because your ex-wife is a fucking gun nut, you crazy bastard.
Yeah.
Now, again, I'm not trying to take away anybody's guns. That's not my point. My point is...
you're trying to take away their kids.
Yes.
Okay.
No, my point is to say that you have a fucked up filter. You know what I mean? You don't. You can't see that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not... and here's the thing. I go a step further. It's like, do I wish your filter worked? Yeah. Do you wish your filter worked? Of course. We all wish that we could see everything and do it all right. That's, to me, that's all we're all trying to do. We're all just trying to raise a kid and do the best we can.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I haven't quite decided if some people are better at it or some people are not, or if it's just in the same way that a person is created through some kind of genetic random act of some kind. What if the child is raised and there's just as much variation and variability within the upbringing of a child? You had something to say.
I was going to say that what we need to develop...
Paco, Burbank Post, yes.
We need to develop... Why isn't anyone working on a parental HOD, heads-up display?
Right?
Right, whatever it is, HUD, I guess that would be.
Yes, you're right.
Where, you know, at any given moment...
I always like it when the word guy messes up, by the way.
Yeah. At any given moment, you can just check and see what your mission objectives are, and then you can go, oh, okay, I'm wasting my time over here when I should be paying attention to
these
bigger
other
priorities.
Details. Yeah. If your kid could be like SimCity, and it would be able to tell you and give you feedback on what's going on, and maybe they do, and we're just oblivious to it. But so here's my point, though. So you got a messed up filter. You're not going to be able to see whatever you want to see in the classroom, but... To me, I think the bigger problem is that why the fuck do you got to be in your kid's business so much? Like,
right.
And
this is
why
this place
is
where
it?
They have autonomy,
yeah.
And it's actually part of how they learn and grow and get stronger
right.
and become better adults.
That's the point. If not, make them homeschool those kids. Like, you know what I mean? Keep them home. Do it all yourself. That's fine by me, too.
Yeah.
Now, there was a time, and I think those times have changed, is that there was a time when homeschooled kids were weirdos. And I don't think that's the case now because... They have like actual online programs that you could put your kid through, and then they go on field trips together and stuff like that. So it's a very different dynamic.
I don't know how many people listening to us homeschool their kids in any way, but I will say that I think they're probably largely still weirdos.
I should have told you before you finished that, that actually, according to Sarah, is that 99% of the people listening homeschool their kids.
But the thing is, weird is good.
I see.
Thank
that was
you.
A nice, that was
Thank
real close.
Thank
we
you.
Almost lost everyone. Everyone, this whole thing. Just so much shut down.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like, and I joked with these people while she's telling me this, and I'm sitting there going, all I feel like, I just constantly been reminded about how I don't love my kids enough, evidently. But I also, at the same time, I know I say that in jest because I don't believe that. I don't believe that I don't. Hold on, we got to take this. I don't know what that was. Why is this? Okay. Let's talk about this for a half a second, too. Well, I love Apple, right?
Yes.
Great company.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know. Why it is that they have this strong desire to blend everything into one thing. Like,
yes.
I have a phone that I want to be able to get emails and messages. This whole thing where I get text messages on my computer. Now I'm going to turn into an 87-year-old man, by the way.
Yes.
Who needs that? Who is so busy that they can't pick up their phone when it texts? Because who walks around willy-nilly without their phone when they have a computer? Too. Like,
yes.
The phone is always with you. Just make the phone do the things the computer does at a slightly less convenient way. Mission accomplished, Apple. You don't have to do the other way around. You don't have
right.
to try to make the laptop computer more convenient, because when you do that, you make it less convenient. And jackholes like me have to figure out a way that I can turn that off, but I can't because I'm stupid. Oh, it says right here, do not disturb. I should have known that.
Operator error.
You just could have done that right there. And I don't know. I hope it's I don't think that's really what it is. But anyway.
That was a text?
Yeah, that was a text from somebody. Now, so it goes. Now it shows up, and then now it's gone.
Now you don't know where it is.
I don't know where it is. Yeah. I got do not disturb on my phone here. So because Lori from, I don't know. I don't even know which Lori it is. There's a woman whose name starts with L yelled at me because I didn't put the phone on do not disturb when we're periscoping. God forbid they don't see a fish-eyed view of, you know, the right side of your face and then half of my face off of the frame on my phone.
On the jowl cam.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Coming in live, the jowl cam 3000. So I don't know why these people that their lives revolve, and I know this is horrible to say on a parenting podcast, but do you really think that your life should revolve entirely around your children? Do we really think that's a healthy standpoint? Like,
well, I think maybe the parents who are visiting are a little too connected. I think they're the ones who
volunteering, right?
Yeah,
because it's like, and I look at it and go, that should be your thing. And here's the other thing that came out of that. And I don't know if I'm doing this right either. Because remember when Jacob got in trouble in kindergarten and he was having this very emotional reaction? He was very upset. And I said to him, son, nobody cares if you get in trouble. in kindergarten. Like, that's right, not a big deal, right? And I walked around thinking, well, that'll never come back to bite me in the ass, right?
Uh-oh.
The other day I go to pick him up and the teacher cut. Oh my God.
You
son of a bitch. It says do not disturb.
I just wanted to see if it worked.
That was good. That's good stuff. That's solid stuff right there. That's a win for Paco Lancini, everybody, right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Do not disturb.
Take the victory lap.
Yeah. Enjoy it. Wallow in it. It's well deserved. Well deserved right there, my friend. So anyway, that's enough. And so the teacher comes up to me and she says, I just want to talk to you about something because they change cards. That's their discipline action.
Oh, yeah,
or whatever.
I remember that.
So she came to me and she said, I just want to run this by you because Jacob came to me today. He had to change his card a couple times. He had a rough day.
Uh-oh.
And he said to me that he didn't care. He didn't like, because at the end of the day, if you have a green card, you get a stamp on your hand. He goes, I don't care. I don't like the stamp anyway. Now, what's really hard for me,
yeah,
personally, is that in a personal level, I love that. Yeah, I really do. Right, and I know that that's the wrong message to send, though. I'm not that stupid because I'd really like the idea. It's like, fuck you and your cards. Because who are, like, you know what I mean? But right. I know that this teacher is a very good teacher. She's a very nice lady. And I can't, that's all she has because we live in a world yes. where she can't beat them with a yardstick.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
She can't have them get a switch off the tree.
Yes, exactly.
Which I planted, by the way.
Right?
Yeah.
That tree for just a switch occasion?
One of those out there was planted by Luna and I. And
in my backyard?
At the school.
Oh, at the school. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm pointing behind me into
the school. Oh, you actually planted a tree in the school?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
Was there something wrong with that?
Did you voluntarily do that? It's like all of a sudden the black kettle became blacker.
Luna was working at the company that was donating the trees or was involved in the renovation project. So she was doing it as part of a work-related thing. And yes, I saw it.
Okay. Okay.
You fucker.
Okay.
All right.
You found a loophole.
I did.
Okay. So I don't think he should care about getting in trouble, especially when it involves cards. Like, what the fuck is that? I don't, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I can't completely remove all power from this teacher. And so I kind of explained to him, I said, well, here's the thing. I said, if he doesn't like the stamps, I said, he's a big fan of video games. So you just let me know if he ain't listening. And then, which is, by the way, to use great redneck language with the teacher. He ain't listening. I'll take care of it. Bing. And so she was like, oh, okay. All right, good. And so I said, okay, listen, you gotta pay attention and you got to do what she says.
Yeah.
And if she does it, she's going to let me know.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Here's what you should do. All right. They've got their system there.
Yeah.
And we had some of these issues, too, and so I started using a system when my kid was about the same age as yours at home. But here's my idea for you is if he comes home with a stamp on his hand, you got to check him. The stamp means he was good, right?
Yes.
Okay. If he doesn't have a stamp on his hand, which means that he was bad, then you're going to take a marble and you're going to put it into a little scale.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as the thing tips, no video games.
Oh.
And so... he can see.
You know what I love about it?
What?
The whole time I'm listening, I'm like, I see where he's going with this. Until he has to tip a scale.
Yeah.
This is the vast difference between you and I, is that however many, I'm imagining, just for the joke of it, 20 pounds of marbles is what it takes to tip the scale. You know what I mean? Like, the amount of strikes before he's out is reminiscent of a T-ball game for, for immigrant children who have no idea what baseball is. Like,
right.
Whereas I'm more of a one strike and you're out.
Yes. Well, in point of fact, I was joking because I just wanted to make a much more complicated system that he would have to pay attention
to. You have to admit, on some intuitive level, subconscious. your joking took you down a stream of consciousness path.
Oh,
to be very, what's the word?
Lenient.
Lenient. Thank you.
No, and in fact, that's not dissimilar to the one that we invented on our
the real
side.
One. That's
that
funny.
It was a complicated situation with stickers.
No, I like complication, too, because then they don't quite understand when it's happening or why. I do. I'm not making a joke here. I like the idea of positive reinforcement being almost like a lottery.
We probably threw out the board we had, but I wish I could go find that.
That's
we
funny.
had like a whole poster board. Yeah. And we, Adam and, I'm sorry, Paco and Luna were on there as well.
Oh.
So we could get.
You guys could get in trouble in your own house?
I never got in trouble.
Yeah, well, Luna did?
I can't remember. Liar. Yes, for, yes, liar. She did.
She did? No.
I don't know.
You tried to yes and?
I tried to.
It doesn't work when you say no, then yes. And then I go, she did? You go, I don't know.
No,
you
yeah,
did.
I understand.
You did the full emotional spectrum of responses.
Right.
No, yes, I don't know.
Right. No me recuerdo. But yes, we were both on there as well, just so that it was this idea is that in this house, there are rules.
Right.
They apply to everybody in the house.
They don't apply to me. That's how no. That's because they try to throw some of that shit at me, and I go, well, when you pay for things,
right,
you could do whatever the hell you want to do.
I understand.
And so,
and hence you get the beautiful moment in the bathroom with your son looking at the graffiti on the wall.
Yes.
Going, they didn't have to
pay for this. That's why they didn't care about it.
Yeah.
He's so right. Yep. He's so right. And then there's another moment that I should probably say for a moment of the week, but I have so many.
I know. I hate you.
It's so hard. It's gonna no. I have to do this so that when they're teenagers, you can just really live it up. You know what I mean? Just it's no fun if I just play the middle of the road this whole time.
Right?
And then when they, but if I do this and then they're teenagers and I'm just here weeping, like just barely
rocking.
Able to say anything. Yeah. Like I don't know where they are right now.
Right.
I don't know. So anyway, this idea, what was that, of getting in trouble. So I told him, he came home and I said, hey, listen, man, you gotta listen to your teacher. And he said what I actually hoped he would said when we were in our private company. He goes, well, Dad, you told me that I shouldn't care if I get in trouble.
Right.
I said, correct. But if you remember the full part of that statement, the after fact I said was, now that doesn't
that
mean.
That was the wherefore, but the hitherto he had
yes,
not.
I said, that doesn't mean you could just get in trouble and like, whatever. I go, we're trying to find a medium ground here.
Yes.
I go, you can't get in trouble for something silly and then have an emotional breakdown like you lost a family member.
You became a hysterical bitch over the idea that you were in trouble at school.
Were you listening to that conversation? So he was like, oh, okay. But I just, the whole thing after school, we're all hanging out and the idea that, you know, him getting in trouble and people wanting to be there to volunteer. Because then another mom that's in like our circle of friends, she was like, does she have volunteers? Like she was offended because she wasn't asked to volunteer. Like the teacher didn't like her.
Right,
and I'm like,
right.
I don't know what's wrong. I worry about a lot of stupid stuff. And by worry, I mean I get frustrated in a way that gives me gray hair. But I can't imagine, like, freaking out about that part. I don't know. And this woman has a lot of kids. And she's and I'm not saying this making fun of her. I'm saying this making fun of myself.
This woman, the woman who wanted to volunteer?
Yeah, one that was like, maybe she doesn't like me or whatever. I'm like, no, what are you? Just fucking take
none
some time.
Like you.
Take a nap. Close your eyes. Something, man.
Yeah, one of the parents told me I should take a nap.
You should take
one of our, I don't know, we were on some social media.
Why do you need to take a nap?
Because I was saying.
This woman, just to be clear,
yes.
So we can make this full transition.
Yes.
This woman has a baby, a 4-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 17-year-old teenage boy, and she takes care of all of them and the house all the time, right?
Yes.
And you have two teenage boys.
Who aren't around,
right?
Yeah.
What do you need a nap from?
Well, here's the thing. You know what? I tell you what, just say
this
something.
This podcast?
Yeah, exactly. What do they call that? Filibuster for a minute. I'll find the exchange.
A minute.
Here.
I've got easily 80 in my head right now, just in my dome.
I'll never get back this chance.
We'll forget why you were here.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you this quick funny story, too, about the school is that I came in. So I'm trying to get used to the schedule still with the job. That's why we're late getting this episode out. We're actually recording this on a Thursday, where normally we record on a Tuesday. And so I'm zonked, man. And I'm coming home and I'm thinking I'm on it. You know, you have those moments where it's like, yeah, I'm nailing this. And I see the boys are all coming over for a play date to my house. I've gone early to pick up Jack. So I even nailed that out of the park.
Yeah.
Now, the funny thing is that I had Jack back at the house at 1:40. I have to pick Jacob up at 2:10. But that becomes relevant later on in the story in that. I'm sitting there going, oh, I can relax for like 10 minutes before all these kids come over and I got to take care of all these, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I'm walking. I see the other mom there and I'm sitting there and there's like nobody there. I'm like, man, that's weird, man. I must be earlier than I thought I was. You know?
Yeah.
And then my phone rings and the lady at the secretary at the school calls me and she goes, Hi, Mr. Warsham. I have three boys here. Does one or any of them belong to you? And I realized that it was Tuesday. And on Tuesday, I don't know why they do this. They never had to do this when we were kids.
I know.
Tuesday, they get out 20 minutes early.
I know.
Not even 20. This is the real part of the piss.
It's like 17.
22 minutes. 22.
I went the wrong
1:48.
Way.
Who the fuck does anything at 1:48?
Agreed.
Nothing.
Other than forget their child.
Weirdly enough, the thing. Weirdly enough, education is the only time that does not deal in fives. They always deal
in
twos or threes, eights.
That's a very good question.
Fucking time and prime numbers,
bitches.
Can you
imagine the meeting where they hashed that number out?
Oh, my God. I would go in there with a gun. Too soon.
Oh, no, it is too soon.
I'm sorry. But no, so we sit
there.
They
asked the neighbors. They said he was normal. A little loud, but he was normal.
He cursed at his kids a lot. That was probably it. That would be the thing. He only had one gun, but he cursed his kids. Oh. So I go, I said, yes. I said, one of them is mine. So now I put it in the calendar. So I get an alert on my phone to remind me that it's Tuesday. Because I know I do this because I know people like to make fun of me.
Right.
Everybody else in the world is living this life.
Yeah.
Everybody else is doing it. I am like a newly born child entering into the world of employment.
Yeah.
And it is really fucking with my head. I wish I could tell you
that I was better at it, but I'm horrible.
I'm horrible. I could do one or the other.
Yeah.
I could be a stay-at-home parent,
right?
Or I could be a full-time working parent.
Not as easy as it looks.
Both of them at the same time royally sucks ass, man. Yeah. It really is not fun times. But I'm hoping, and I keep saying, you'll hear me say this a lot. I'm going to get used to it. I'm going to figure it out. That is hope. That is me barely hanging on.
Yeah.
Because if you, honestly, I'm 36 years old. I am way too young to be like, I don't know what day it is. That is like the mind of a 78-year-old person.
Right.
You can't literally.
17-year-old.
Right. Right. You can't literally forget what
Sober
day of the week
Sam,
it is,
you know,
when you've got, you know, a utility bill. That just can't. Shouldn't.
Right. Or paid one anyway.
Especially when I just now remembered, not a week and a half ago, I lectured my son about my ability to have awareness beyond what is in front of me.
So they called, the school called and said, are any of these children
within
yours?
Your sphere of awareness? Yeah, and I said, one of them is mine, and the other two are supposed to come home with me. And thankfully, I had volunteered to fix the sound system at the school if they ever needed it, so they have me on speed dial.
That's funny.
So they called me. She said, oh, well, I saw you, and I had your number on speed dial.
You volunteered at the school?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I did not volunteer.
Okay.
You're right. It's not funny. I volunteered not with children.
Yeah,
I volunteered to fix something. That is what I do.
I understand.
That is my thing. I will go in and rewire a sound system and then hug my kid and blow the fuck out of there because I barely want to stare at him when he's here. So anyway, it was just funny because I was there with the other parent and we were the people who forgot to pick up their kids
right,
on Tuesday.
Right. Now and, on that topic of setting a timer.
Yeah.
I did this when we were having the house renovated. I may have told this story here before. I'm not sure. I'll make it real quick. So it's the afternoon. I've had my lunch. I've got a little while before I got to go pick anybody up. I go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put a timer on so I don't forget.
Oh.
And I'm gonna crack open some Call of Duty here, and I'm going to try to get that extra star on that mission. Where they're making their way up an oil rig of some kind. They're in helicopters, and it's a fantastic level that has a very hard beginning and a very hard ending, and in the middle it takes forever to get there, and I just screw up the ending every time because I don't get there often enough. Anyway, I'm playing and I'm playing and I'm doing really well, and then I realize that the siren I'm hearing is not in the video game. It is the sound effect for the timer that I used. I thought that the alarm went off when the terrorists broke through the barricade.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's great. That's good stuff.
I went, oh, my God.
Oh, that's funny stuff.
So be
so
careful.
You were saying that you were, I think you were looking for something on social media
somebody,
why you needed a nap.
I believe your mortal enemy, Ashley Meshpelt or Mespelt.
Oh.
Posted a picture this morning of the collection of goodie bags.
On our Facebook page or
I
your
I don't know. It must be hers. I don't know. It doesn't say Stay Frosty, but I don't think it's ours.
Oh, okay. You're saying the fan group.
Possibly.
I got you. Okay.
In any case, it's a collection of goodie bags that she's put together for Halloween. When I told Luna this, she goes,
Halloween.
What are you talking about? It's September 11th. I said, well, no, it's October 15th, but...
Yeah. Well, never forget, in her defense.
No, that's true. That's true.
An easy way to never forget is for every day to be that day.
Yeah. So I saw this fantastic collection, and it's very sweet. It's very well done.
What are you doing? It's September 11th. Well, it's October 15th. Oh, my God, I love that woman. Oh, my God, she is the best.
So I
what's it like living with a sitcom character?
Oh my God, it's fantastic.
Good times all the time.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It is.
Oh my gosh,
it is.
That's the best. I'm sorry.
And also, what's great now too is that that Diego's now old enough to be catching all the things that I always caught but had no one, because I wasn't going to throw her under the bus in front of the kids.
Liar.
But no, I wasn't going to.
You're going to wait until they're almost adults and then do it?
No. But now I've got someone who something happens and I look up.
You're going to watch them push her under the bus with their toes?
And I look up, and he's looking at me, and we're both going, yep.
Yep.
She just said that.
That just happened.
Right, exactly. And then nobody has to say anything. But I'm not alone anymore. So she's going to kill me if she ever listens to this.
She doesn't listen anymore.
Who am I kidding? No. So I saw that fantastic collection, and my response, my comment was, I hate you.
Yeah.
Which I think is the appropriate response.
Yeah.
And so she says, LOL, and why do you hate me? And then she goes on from there. And I said, just because you have the energy, creativity, and the core decency to do something so sweet and lovely and good. Meanwhile, I stand in my kitchen, barely able to keep my feet, and look for someone to kill.
You gotta get put on some kind of no-fly list, man. You can't be putting that stuff on the internet.
And then I did say, don't ever change. So she was saying, you know, really what I need to do is have a nap, and then I'll have more energy, and I can be a better person.
So she takes naps is what she said?
She's telling me to have one. I don't know if she's claiming that she takes them, but she has correctly identified that I possibly need one.
Uh-huh.
But there is no amount of napping, dear Ashley, that will ever make me a decent human being.
Yeah, here's the thing. I don't like to brag on this program. Yeah,
I'm sure she ran to volunteer to school at her kid's room right when she was done with that.
Paco and I live in the neighborhood that this is a thing I don't think happens anywhere else except for in Los Angeles area. But I didn't notice this until I bought this house is that, and it's kind of flattering and at the same time frustrating, is that Paco and I live in a neighborhood that people drive to trick or treat.
Yes.
Yeah. So for us to make goodie bags, you know what I mean? We're not that, like, there's a very nice area that, like, to give you an idea, like, Queen Latifah lives in this area.
Yes. Okay.
And you go there, and Queen Latifah is never there, but you can go trick or treat at Queen Latifah's house.
This is Compton.
Yes. They wouldn't let a white chick in Toluca Lake, but, or a black chick, I mean. Oh, man, I'm not even good at racism when I'm tired.
No, you're not. You need a nap so you can be a better racist.
I'm failing on all fronts now.
Yeah, my folks are over there, and it was always insane there. And we thought
full size candy bars, and they fucking movies. But Queen Latifah has her help outside, giving you the candy bars and all that stuff. And there's like a freaking Sizzler buffet of candy that's out. Anyway,
yeah.
Now, but so we are the La Quinta. If that is, you know what I mean?
Yes, if that is the Four Seasons.
Yeah, Four Seasons. We are the La Quinta.
Very
of
good.
Places that you would drive your kids to trick or treat to.
That is a fantastic use of, that's great.
I work the road a lot. I know a lot about the hotel chains and their statuses. But
And ethnicities.
So anyway, for us to be able to make goodie bags, though, that would just be insane. I had, the first year I did trick or treating, I had a bowl out there, and I would let the kids pick.
Right.
And, oh, my God. These parents must all volunteer in the classroom because these fucking kids are so goddamn needy that they could almost look me in the eye. Some of them didn't have the balls to look me in the eye, and that part bothered me. I don't mind. Here's the thing. We have some moms that are doing that. Have I talked about the moms that play in the neighbor's yard already on the show?
Oh, no, but yeah. I see them every day.
So there's these moms that come over. They pick up their kid around
the
corner.
It's the kids, by the way, who are playing in the yard. The moms are just standing and chatting.
The moms are responsible. These children.
No, I understand. Okay. I'm just saying. It's not like the mothers are doing cartwheels in Ed's front yard.
If they were, it would be better.
It would be.
If he could, you know what I mean? Get a little midriff shirt to fly up on a mom.
If either of them could muster a cartwheel, I would be.
How dare you. So they walk around the corner, and then they'd sit and chat, and then the kids would run around in the front yard or the neighbor's yard. And it was just funny to me. And I was like, well, you know, the kids aren't hurting anything. And
right.
I never thought twice about it, really. Well, that's a lie. I said, I'm like, that's fucked up. Said, thank you. Fucking leave me alone.
Popular guy.
Yeah. So anyway, I said, oh, I'd see them coming or whatever they play. And I'd be like, oh, that's weird, right? And then I kind of go, you know, it's who cares? The kids are little. But one day, Natalie and I were talking to another neighbor and happened to be standing adjacent to that yard. And I realized they don't know who lives in that house. And then they went, no. Like, wouldn't let the kids go in there and acted like the kids had, like, gotten away from it. Like,
this is a one-time thing.
For three weeks, you've been doing this. And all of a sudden, you're like, maybe that guy's yard is. Now you know better. You see what I'm saying? So the kid who shamefully would grab a handful of Kit Kat and Butterfinger fun size out of my bowl. I mean, listen, when you live in the La Quinta of trick or treats, you don't go full size candy bar, but you get Reese's peanut butter.
Yeah,
cups,
you gotta give some.
You go Kit
premium
Kat,
premium
Twix,
name brand
Butterfinger. Yeah. You know, you don't go the miniatures, the fucking Crackle, Mr. Goodbar. No, you can't be a Douchasaurus Rex like that. People commute to come and knock
there,
on your door.
You
for
have
free
a
candy.
Social obligation to provide a certain level.
A statistical.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, I totally forgot what we were. But anyway, these people, they would come over play. And then, so the first year we did the trick or treat, kids would just like grab it. Some kids that were oblivious did not bother me, but the kids that were shamefully grabbing it, that bothered me.
I'm not sure how we got to Halloween. Oh, because
I don't
of
know.
Her. Because of her
goodie
thing
bags.
This morning.
And we need a nap.
Yeah, right.
We both need a nap.
And speaking of her goodie bags, did you know? I'm sorry.
Wow. Let me just tell you, her husband is also a Justin, and just buckle yourself up for that noise.
Oh, no.
We haven't done this in a while.
You've got mail.
What's this?
Oh, yeah.
A letter for me.
Keep those cards and letters coming.
We got some, there's an email that, again, because I'm an idiot, I have kept forgetting to read. Let's see, I did put it in here. Man, I'm good. I hope we haven't read, if this is going to be hilarious if I've read this. I know I responded to the guy because I thought it would be a long time before we could get to him. But it says, greetings, Justin and Paco. My name is Leo, longtime listener and lurker during the live broadcast in the Fantasy League. I played this guy. This is a classy guy. You ready for his fantasy football name?
Yeah.
Force it in her butt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, buddy. It's not completely offensive because there is a guy by the name of Forsett, and I think his name is Justin Forsett, and I believe he plays for the Baltimore Ravens. So it's just calm down, ladies, unless you're turned on by that kind of thing. Anyway, my question is regarding my 7-month-old son, first-time parent. So in essence, I have no idea what I'm doing, but I know that I'm doing it really well. I like the cut of this guy's jib.
Yeah.
I mean, beyond the anal joke, that's a solid opening line. To
yes,
him.
Yes.
He just discovered how to put his lips together and make it make spit bubbles like a weak farting noise. I think what he means is that.
Yeah.
And he won't stop. He does it playing, and worst of all, when I feed him, so he spits food everywhere. The wife laughs at it, and I did too at first. Now I'm having to hold back everything in me to not verbally dropkick this kid into a new dimension. I try saying no very firmly, and it helps a tiny bit, but he typically keeps at it no matter what. Any tips on how to stop this or how to not Mortal Kombat uppercut my son when he won't stop? Thanks, guys. Much love, and keep up the good work.
Yeah.
So.
What was your advice?
My advice. Let's see if I can actually pull up my response.
My first thought was just Gorilla Glue. Really.
Glue his lips together.
Yeah.
It's saying he can't find the reply. Here's what I know I said to him. I said, I may not be the right person to ask because I said I would tell him just keep going no. Like, just say no, knock it off, it. I mean, he's young. I go, yeah. But you just, I go, it's the consistency that if you, and that he eventually will figure it out. That's my theory.
Yeah.
It's not going to be in a time frame that you're happy with, but it will be figured out.
When you start by laughing at it, you have dug yourself a hole that it's going to take some doing to get out of.
Good luck getting out of that.
Yeah.
We got a couple emails, hopefully, from CJ in regards to our 200th episode. Ooh, first, she said, congratulations, CJ. Justin, a 40-hour week job. Buckle up, DP listeners, she said. and this is in regards to what Butcher Drew said. Don't know where you'd be without us. Completely intentional and perfectly genius in a sneaky, snarky kind of way. Hilarious. But yeah, congrats on 200 episodes. You had something to say, Paco?
Oh, nothing. It's not. Okay. It's passing.
And then we got this voicemail that I'll be honest, I did not peruse before. And I don't think it's from
Buckle
Butcher
up,
Drew.
People.
Buckle up.
Hi, Justin. Hi, Paco. This is Lori from PA. Oh. I just wanted to call in quick and say congrats on episode 200. That is an awesome achievement. I'm so happy for you both. And I want to say...
At this point, are you waiting for the other shoe to drop? It's very sweet.
Well, it is very sweet. I'm not... because it's Lori...
This is the same Lori who I believe had educated us on the Liberator. Who, by the way, did you know what the Liberator was before? I think it was Lori and Ashley who told us about the. Did you know what that was beforehand?
I did not.
Me neither. And I mentioned it as a joke to someone, and the reaction that I got.
Yeah.
I go, wait, do you know what that is? And they go, oh yeah.
Oh.
I must be the biggest fucking. My poor wife.
Well, you've said many times that you are that it's just, you know, bing bang boom with you guys, and it's not, you're not.
It's traditional.
You haven't
Jesus
had
loving.
To branch. You haven't had to branch out to weird stuff yet.
Not yet. I like what you're putting in there. All right, let's see what Lori from PA has to say. Let's see how long it takes before she shits on us. We're at 13 seconds so far.
All right. And I want to thank you for providing some entertainment for a mom that doesn't really get out too much.
Okay, she's setting us up, right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Now we're 20 seconds in.
All right.
So I appreciate everything you guys do. And since I started listening to the show, I discovered Dave Ramsey. My husband and I were able to pay off our school loans because we really didn't know where we were funneling our money.
So wow.
Huge.
Congrats.
I discovered so many comics that I didn't know existed, and now I'm fans of them as well. I connected with Rachel, and she gave me perspective that I can have a better communication with my husband. And
all right, now I'm in. We're 53 seconds in, okay. And I'm welling up.
This
is very sweet.
You fell for it.
He also has a perspective, and it's not the same as mine. And I learned that through the 5 love languages. So I just wanted to take 2 seconds and give you guys a call and say thank you and congratulations. I hope to hear 200 more. Have a great day.
Well, look at that.
Wow.
Well, you know, it's very sweet of Lori.
Oh, I was going to say epic fail, because she never came with the right cross. And she never mentioned, you know, pick a flick or any way in which I affected her. Mostly it was about you.
Maybe that's all it was. Yeah, it was just a jab at you.
Yeah, try again in the next 200. All right? Thanks a lot, Lori.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for nothing. Oh, that's good times. Let's see.
Now, I do have a little thing. I don't want to interrupt, but
go ahead.
I see you have another wad of...
It's not a wad.
A stack.
Shut up.
No,
it's a
stack.
Things.
It's a stack. Sorry. Jesus. No, this is just a little sort of Paco news, but it will segue into a compliment for you.
Oh, really? Well, then let's... then
clear the decks. for the portion of the audience... whatever size it may be, that does miss the pick a flicks. I have been hard at work over the last several months with a friend of mine putting together a movie review podcast.
Ooh!
And it sounds like Scooby Doo.
It's called Incomparable Films.
No, it's not. That's the production company.
Oh, got it. Thank you.
No. It is no. Paco doesn't appear on that thing. So. Yeah, so it's
person.
Yeah. So no, it was just very interesting.
You're incomparable now.
Yeah, I am. The
Paco was a character you play on.
Yeah,
radio.
No, I like all the movies I see. Paco, that was just a comic angle that I was doing. So if you want to hear in depth why I hate something, that's where you should go. But I'll tell more about it when it actually gets going. But we're both old men. You see, By the time I joined you, good sir,
yes,
you had already gone through the trials and tribulations and gone through the growing pains of figuring out what button to press and how to record everybody at the same time and everything else.
Oh, I see where you're going.
He's in Chicago. I'm here. Yes. I can't do anything.
So like the videos you can see online of people trying to Skype with their parents?
Yes.
It's
that as a podcast.
So you try to talk about movies, but mostly it's, can you hear me? Can you hear? I don't know if it's recording.
Yes.
What?
So, we finally, we've been months
and
at trying to sit
going,
down.
And then when it gets going, then it's like, well, the thing about Jin is Damon.
Exactly.
What do you think?
Exactly. That is exactly what it's like. So, I now have a much greater...
Are the dogs barking in the background?
No, they're not. They're not.
Son of a bitch!
No, because I've asked several times.
You need me to produce this.
I do.
There needs to be dogs barking in the background. No. Constant digital artifacting of the conversation.
And so I now have a much greater respect for you as a host, because I'm the de facto host here, and he won't, I can't throw him under the bus, but we're still finding our way.
We have to do all the talking.
It is. Well, no, here's the thing is that he's a very low key guy.
Yeah.
And I bring a certain calm to the storm that is Justin Warsham here. And so I can't afford to also be the low key guy. I have to be the Justin Warsham guy.
So it's digital artifact. Yes. Dogs barking in the background and two guys talking like this.
Well, no, is but it, here's the thing.
Is it like NPR as a podcast?
No, but what I did is I ramped up. Here's the thing is he and I have been talking about movies together. We've known each other for 25, 30 years. So we have the way we talk to each other. And we always thought that was relatively entertaining. And we thought, well, maybe somebody else might want to hear this too.
You're absolutely correct in that assumption.
As soon as the microphones went on, the sort of it's me and a half. There's a little bit of a performance to it for my side of it. He doesn't seem to follow that school, so he stayed at that same
level.
Did he
ever tell you to calm down?
No, he didn't. But I went off. I mean, I went on a rant about this particular movie we were talking about, and I finished, and he was like, "Well, we can't air this." I mean, it was. I was cursing. I was screaming.
Never stop recording. No. Never edit any of it, and put all that in there.
Yeah, well,
that all is great. All so, of that.
I'll have to go back and see with regards to that particular thing.
Let me know when you have it all, and we'll get it on iTunes if you already know.
Yeah,
how to
well,
do that.
I certainly don't. That'll be next year when I actually get it. I thought we should get a couple under our belt, but
if you'd like to find out about the films of 2010, check out Incomparable Films.
Right, I said we were debating. We're having a production meeting on air essentially, and debating whether or not we should go into spoilers. And he said, "Look, with our track record, by the time we get it posted, this will be a classic." Classic film. Yeah, this will be something.
Warner Brothers' greatest hit.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone will know how it turns out. So,
You don't have it posted?
Have it posted. I'm still going through and cleaning up the audio. The audio is a complete mess.
You can't clean it up.
No. You don't understand.
You and I already talked about this. I remember you played, you go, listen to this, and you were complaining about the audio on his end.
Yes.
I go, it's fine. You can hear everything.
I addressed it. I got all that worked out.
Yeah.
While we were recording this one, he was having dinner.
So he's eating?
So he's eating. You could hear the spoon clink in the bowl, and every time he set the bowl down, you could
hear...
To the point at which you couldn't hear what anyone was saying.
I'm telling you, people will love it.
All right.
People will love it. Embrace the craziness. That's the way to do it.
Okay. Well, I certainly am never going to do this again because it is gargantuan amount of work cleaning that up. So I can see...
For zero money.
But I also can tell, like... To pat me on the back too. The two I stepped in here and I just sort of knew what to do, kind of instinctively. And he's not in that school yet, so
you should condescendingly say, "Let me tell you how to be a sidekick."
Well, seriously.
Well, good. Let us know when you do it because everybody will definitely want to hear it.
And absolutely.
This is a very touching story here. We've all had lots of things. Here's the thing. I think for the most part, everybody's in kind of a frustrating state of mind when they're flying. Well, this woman, a pregnant woman from Taiwan, boarded a China Airlines flight to Los Angeles last Thursday. She had started her trip in Bali, and the entire journey was supposed to take 19 hours. She was just under 8 months pregnant, which is less than 32 weeks, so totally legit to fly. But about 6 hours in, her water broke. At that point, it made more sense to divert the plane to Alaska than to turn around, so the pilot headed for Anchorage while a flight attendant got on the PA to ask if there was a doctor on board, and luckily there was. He helped the woman through it, along with four flight attendants, and according to one of the passengers, everyone on board stayed quiet the entire time, so it was stress-free as possible. She gave birth to a baby girl 30 minutes before they touched down, and they're both doing fine. The flight eventually landed in L.A. 3 hours behind schedule, and no, we're not sure if she was trying to have the kid here because of the citizenship thing. Who the fuck wrote that? It's such a... And here's the thing. You can actually go online if you do a search for Taiwan Baby China Airlines.
Yeah.
And it'll come up. And I was going to put it on the Facebook page, but it's not really that cool to see. But there's a great moment. This lady's recording it, and you see the moment the baby's born, and everybody kind of politely claps. And I thought it was very sweet to see everybody with their little masks on and all that stuff. And I like that everybody was kind. I was trying to think if somebody was like, can I get my peanuts? I just want to, you know what I mean? There's got to be at least one Douchosaurus Rex that is there. But that did not happen.
What happens to the nationality?
They call them anchor babies, and if the baby is born, I don't know. I mean, she could have no nationality. No, anchor is in it.
Yes.
Okay.
I almost explained it to you like an idiot too. That's my favorite part.
This is cool. This video is actually on our Facebook page. Thought they were going to say Thor's hammer like I meant. Anyway, guy made a replica. You can see this at facebook.com/dadpodcast, unless you're listening live. Wait till wait a couple hours. But a guy made a replica of Thor's hammer with magnets, and only he can lift it. And it's awesome. He shows you how the nuts and bolts of it work, and it's just a powerful magnet, and he put a thumbprint scanner on the handle.
Yeah.
And so he just sets it on a metal thing, and then has all these people try and for the most part, nobody recognizes the thumb sensor thing.
Yeah.
It looks just like Mjolnir. And it's incredible to watch these people
lift it. Did you just have a stroke?
I did a little bit. I have Bell's palsy. Don't make fun of me. so check that out at facebook.com. Because here's the thing. The only way this makes me angry is if this guy has kids, but clearly he does not because he's got the time to be able to
right.
make.
He wouldn't have to have a wife first, and then that would probably not be.
He's a good-looking Asian dude too. When you see him, he does not look like a good kind of nerd.
Yeah,
he looks like the cool.
Also,
Venice
it's even
Beach.
More of a sting to people who can't pick it up because then an Asian dude turns around and picks it up.
You see it early in the video. He reaches down and just kind of picks it up like it's nothing. But I know that for especially those of you that have boys that are way into the superhero thing, that's a fun little 3-minute video you could show your kid that they would be like, that is awesome. This is something that is less more about saying, hey, look what happened, and more something I want to talk about. A new survey found the most common thing Americans are afraid of is government corruption. And these didn't make the top 10, but 10% are afraid of ghosts, 9% are afraid of zombies, and 7% are afraid of clowns. Snakes got 33%. Robot taking your job is 29%.
Yeah.
Public speaking is only 28%. Heights, 27%. Needles, 19%. Boys got their flu shot and did not freak out. I was
really
impressed. Yeah, we did the whole family thing, and they got ice cream because they didn't freak out. Do you have any like the traditional fears? I guess heights would be the closest that I have.
What's the list? Let me see the list again.
Go ahead.
See if I'm on any of these here. Snakes, robots taking my job. Not likely. I would say spontaneously dropping
although I would
dead.
Like to put
I'm so hot
into a like one of those Google speech recognition.
Yes.
Get Stephen Hawking voice.
That would be awesome.
I'm so hot.
Well, I think that spontaneously dropping dead is not a fear of mine, but it probably ought to be.
And, you're welcome.
Yes. And if I was anything in here, I might say public speaking. As much as I sit here with you and do this, if we were in an auditorium, I might be a little cottonmouth.
Well, here's what I want to talk about. Ghosts. Where do you come down on the whole ghost subject?
Oh, well, I think that the world is much more complicated, amazing, or the universe, and miraculous than our brains are capable of understanding or inventing.
That was a very beautiful sentence. Is that a yes or a no?
Well, what it is I'm open to the idea.
So you're agnostic about ghosts?
I would say yes. I believe in ghosts. Yes.
Holy balls. I did not see that happening.
Sorry, Natalie's, did I ruin something?
No.
Yes and.
No. You can say no.
It's
just funny to me because I cannot wrap my mind around the concept of a ghost, and yet Natalie is my soulmate, and yet she thoroughly believes in ghosts.
Yeah.
Jacob started doing a bit with his friends, and I don't know if he believes it or if it's just a bit, but
yeah.
He started saying that there's a ghost that lives in the boys' room at their school, and but they think it's funny.
Yeah.
That there's a ghost there, so I don't know if that somehow the whole Bloody Mary thing. Remember when you go in the school bathroom, you say Bloody Mary three times, she's supposed to appear behind you or something like that.
Yeah, she's in the administration.
Yeah.
At the school there. Yeah,
she'll just get pop up from her desk. Yeah, she doesn't pop over as much now because
well, her hip.
Yeah, since the sciatica kicked in.
Well, I do believe that our house. I don't want to say haunted.
Oh,
I don't want to go that far, but I believe that there was a presence in our house.
Really?
Yeah.
What is the difference between a presence and a haunting?
It was more of a passive thing. Oh. It wasn't like rattling chains or doorknobs or, you know, moaning.
It was just
but
like doing your taxes for you or?
Well, no, I just definitely had the
reminding you
sense.
To pick up your kids?
Right. I wish. Do something as long as you
ghosts don't ever do anything useful.
Right.
Why do they always got to be a pain in the ass? Like,
yeah.
You know, fuck up your sleep patterns or, you know, knock shit off your end table. Why can't they go, hey, guess what? I went to the store and picked up some bananas for you.
Right.
Or I magically changed the expiration date on the milk, so you're golden. It's totally fine now.
I rather formed the opinion that the only one family had ever lived in that house.
Mm-hmm.
And I rather formed the opinion that the matriarch, the lady of the house, predeceased her husband, I think, by 20 or 30 years.
Yes.
And yes, like you know that.
I do know that. Okay. Ed told me the whole history of the neighborhood.
Well, and I believe that she was staying, that her spirit remained to keep him company.
Yeah.
And didn't get the memo when he died.
See, but that's the thing. How do they have the presence of mind to stay, but then doesn't get the memo to not leave when he dies?
I think she was trapped somehow. Yeah, I don't know. I'll figure it all out. I've got to
have Haley Joel Osment come over and talk to her.
Yeah, exactly.
but like I would just have this feeling that there was somebody watching me, like a woman in the room watching me.
Oh.
All of it stopped when we did the renovation, and I never heard from her.
So she was trapped, and you let her go.
I do think so.
Oh.
I freed her.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Who would have thought that if you actually improved upon her home, maybe she's pissed. Maybe
well,
she's
it wasn't
like,
her
well,
home
fuck
anymore.
This is the place I wanted. Now, what if she's in some like, you know, the haunting equivalent of a retirement home, like under, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like Beetlejuice.
But a shitty one where they just take your social security check, you know, right. Not like Shady Acres, oh, it's so nice where everybody plays golf.
Yeah.
But like the one where it's like, you know, the guy's stealing your food and
right.
all that stuff. And
right.
Tells you to shut up and ties you to the bed.
Yeah,
and,
you know. The menu posted in the lunchroom has all this great stuff. Yep. But in the back, it's Alpo cans.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's the one my kids are going to put
yeah,
me in.
Yeah, seriously.
This is a great story here. Every once in a while, I find these stories. Now, this doesn't really relate to parenting or anything like that, but I like these kind of weird. They're not a criminal. Remember with the lady who hit the guy with the VCR?
Yes.
You know a zoo is terrible when the staff is more out of control than the animals, or maybe that means the zoo is amazing. 30-year-old Carolyn Westlake was the meerkat expert at the London Zoo in England, and last year she dated Adam Davies, who worked there as the llama keeper. Why doesn't he get to be a llama expert? He just gets to keep them.
No.
Is it because nobody likes llamas as much as meerkats?
He didn't take his education as far as he should have.
Ooh, maybe he's got an associate's degree in llamas.
Yes.
He didn't take the graduate courses in spitting. But Adam also dated Kate Sanders, the zoo's monkey handler, and their dirty, sexy meerkat expert, llama keeper, monkey handler love triangle boiled over at the zoo's Christmas party. Caroline said she heard Kate insult her looks, so they got into a fight.
Sure
they Carolyn did. Hit Kate in the face with a wine glass. It left a permanent scar on Kate's cheek, so Carolyn was fired and just got sentenced to 80 hours of community service for assault. What the fuck is going on in England that you cut open the bitch's face like it's a gangster movie, and all you got to do is two full-time weeks of walking old ladies across the street?
Two women fighting at the zoo
yeah,
is not a cat fight. It's a big cat fight.
And you know what the problem I...
Thank you.
Nailed it.
I thought you were going to go right through that.
No.
Thank you.
No, I catch him. No, and you know what I like, though, is that I like that the idea that they're fighting over a llama keeper. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
the whole thing is fantastic. That should be a movie.
What did they say she was? Is she a monkey expert? Or so there's a meerkat expert, a llama keeper, and a monkey handler.
I think she might have been a llama keeper handler.
If I'm the llama keeper, I'm hoping that she's good at handling monkeys.
Exactly. Yes.
You know what I mean? I want her to do more than just pet my meerkat.
It pops out, it goes back.
Speaking of which,
it goes back.
Here's some really shocking news that comes to us from the Telegraph, which I think is in England. There's an old cliche that the road into a man's heart is through his stomach, and that might be true, but if you want a shortcut, take the off-ramp to his genitals and save yourself a ton of cooking. A new study found that if men would have the choice between food or sex, they'll pick sex. And it's not even really a choice. Male brains are hardwired to prioritize sex over everything, even a desire to eat.
Wow.
Women don't have the same wiring. The researchers say they'll probably go for the food. It isn't just restricted to humans either. The researchers found the same sex over food phenomenon in the male species of a bunch of animals. I'm assuming they handled llamas, meerkats, and monkeys.
Study. That's a solid point.
Because they've got some. There's a bunch of those animals that aren't being kept or exported. Yeah. Even things as unsophisticated as worms will choose sex. I thought a worm just cut itself in half to make more of it.
Yeah, but it's a lot of fun. I don't know.
He really enjoys it.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I would say this falls under the category of no duh.
Right.
More money well spent.
Right.
And I also, I've personally solved the problem by, I eat while I'm having sex.
That's great. Right. This story just helped me to realize why so many guys gain weight after they get married. It's because you stop having sex.
Boom.
So it's one or the other. There's only two things that can evidently sustain a male brain.
Yeah.
And it is either sex or it is food.
I went to Luna. God, things I shouldn't say out loud. I went to Luna some time ago with a proposal, much like the Marvel situation or the red card stamp situation at your son's school, wherein for increments of weight that was lost, we would engage in certain activities of an adult and marital nature. It didn't happen. Couldn't get her
weight
bite.
Wasn't lost, or she was like, "No, I'm not doing that incentive
plan. I'm not doing any of that." No.
Really?
Yeah.
I did the same thing with my wife.
Yes,
and it did not. How did she put it? She was like, "I can't remember." I said, "If I do it, how about every day for like 2 weeks or something like that?" And she was like, "No, you're fine." Like, here's the thing. I don't remember it being a complete shutdown.
Yes,
but I also don't remember it being like, "Oh hell yeah."
Right.
But on a similar note, that's kind of what I was going to end with since we had this sex story. So if there is anything that I've done to kill my sex life, it was first having children.
Yes, yes, yes.
Then next it was getting this fucking job.
I was straight out going to tell you have to tell all of us whether or not it's happening.
It has not happened over 2 weeks.
Wow.
Initially. Then it was like a day off. But here's the thing. Recently, I discovered the joy of when I, because normally.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
What's up?
I'm not sure where you're headed.
What's up?
Go ahead. What joy replaced intercourse?
The joy of meerkats.
Oh.
No.
Are you now a monkey handler?
I wish. No, the joy of the afternoon delight, my friend, that I came home from work.
Yes.
And we realized we still had some time. So we went in for a little afternoon delight. Skyrockets in flight.
Okay.
And it was outstanding. I was a big fan.
That's awesome.
Then we went and got the kids. And then I went to bed that night. And then my dear, sweet, lovely angel of a wife woke me up.
Wow.
In the dead of night, apologetically, which I love too. She's like, "I'm so sorry, but this has to happen."
Holy cow.
And I said to her, I said, "You can wake me up for this anytime." There's no amount of...
Wake me up before you go. Yes.
Exactly. That
same day.
I would be, yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like she's banking, I think, though. I don't think it's, it's not desire. It's not lust.
Right.
It's like she's like, "I got to get some of these in the hopper." Because I don't have the energy.
Is that what you guys call it, her hopper?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're romantic.
Yeah, sure.
We've been married.
Oh, gosh. When you were telling that story and you'd said that you it had been some time. A
couple weeks.
And then you were saying that you'd had an afternoon delight. I was trying to think what new definition of afternoon delight were you involved in that didn't include your wife?
Like, no. No, it's my wife is the only lady that I think I will be banging around with.
No, I understand.
Unless
I just
meant
self-service department or something like
no,
that
no.
you had finally.
Well, that's the thing. It's
well,
so
you've been seeing her for so long, even it's almost as though you never masturbated.
Yeah.
Cuz you started in with her back right. then when you would
about
really
the time
be logging the
working.
Miles.
Yeah.
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 Exactly.
I've got a lot of miles on that hopper.
Now you have to understand that since you moved in, but certainly since the last time we recorded,
yeah.
Anytime I see two cars in the driveway and I know there aren't
you
any kids here, I assume you're yeah. doing that. So that's why I was going to ask.
Every room in the house.
I bet.
Constantly.
I bet.
Just nothing. And just
yeah.
sex flop sweat everywhere.
I felt like there was a puddle on my chair when I sat
yeah,
down.
Yeah, there was. Yeah. Definitely. all right. Well, that was our show. Send us an email to show@thedadpodcast.com if you want to tell us how great we are, like the fantastic Lori from PA. Did, or if you want to shit on us like the asshole butcher Drew did.
Asshole.
All right.
Was that butcher Drew?
That she was saying asshole?
Call? I don't know. There seemed to be some confusion during that episode.
No, that was butcher Drew that called okay. and said thank you for everything we do for you or whatever the
okay.
fuck it was.
All right.
You wouldn't be nowhere without us or something.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I'm already done with him. He's dead to me.
All right.
Speaking of that awesome son of a bitch, you should go to the Dad Podcast fan page. It is different from facebook.com/dadpodcast. This is we're a fan lounge of elite Dad Podcast fans, evidently. Hardcore people.
Open everybody.
Yep. Staying Frosty with the Dad Podcast is the name of that Facebook group, and you can join that and chat with other like-minded parents and people who think that these two dipshits are funny. all of our social media handles are in the description of this episode. You can listen live at mixlr.com/dadpodcast. We're still trying to work out a schedule. Heads up news by
oh,
BT
yeah?
Dubs.
Uh-oh.
It looks like Justin is married, Booker is single, is going to go the way of the dodo.
Oh, I was looking at that.
Two
wondering.
Issues that I did not foresee happening. Number one, this is why I tell you, is that you definitely should check it out because it's blowing up like gangbusters. It's already making Chris money, and I think it's going to help his career even more than what it already is. But
yeah.
he does the Perez Hilton podcast, or otherwise known as oh. PHP. But
okay.
if you just do a search for Perez Hilton and podcast, you'll find it in iTunes. And Chris is essentially, he is the host of that show, and he kind of, but Perez is the personality. But Perez
okay.
wanted him to host it, and it's a great show about pop culture, and it's I think it's a very fun and entertaining way to hear what a straight guy thinks about things, and then a gay guy.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, the gay guy that show.
Which one of them is the gay guy?
Perez Hilton.
Oh, okay, thanks.
What's funny is that Perez Hilton has two kids, so it's like a gay, more famous version of me. More
yeah,
famous.
Right. No, Perez is a father.
Yep.
And Booker's single.
Booker's, yeah, that's
yeah,
what
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
But anyway, please check out that show. We'll probably be doing a goodbye, thanks for everything.
Oh,
episode.
cool.
And hopefully Chris will come in every once in a while and tell us how you can partake in how amazing his life is
yes.
as a single guy with no kids.
Yeah, I don't want to get a third hand anymore.
And a girlfriend who's like, I don't know, 47 years younger than him. I'm
uh-huh.
not sure. I think he's only 42. I don't know how that works out in his mind, but it's his way of life. But anyway, it's also because I work for iHeartMedia and... podcast has a contract with CBS Radio, and then I did not think of that.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, conflict of interest. But
oh,
anyway,
yeah.
You could also listen to The Bill Handel Show or Wake Up Call with Aaron Bender. 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. is when Daddy's running the ones and twos on the board. You can listen from the iHeart Radio app for free, or there are podcasts of both of those shows. I'll be honest, at this point, I'm not doing a lot of on-air stuff. So if that
yeah.
ever changes, I will let you know. But it's mostly just me chiming in or Bill making fun of me and
sure.
my lack of income. I can't wait for him to know how much money. But anyway, I think that's it. So Paco's going to tell you about our fantastic Amazon banner, please.
Well, it's as normal as pumpkin pie. What you need to do is just go to the Dad Podcast website. And when you scroll down to the bottom there, you will see a banner. Have you ever seen a banner? It's a beautiful thing. Well, you can click on this kind of banner. It's not the kind that goes up in the air. It's the kind that goes on the computer screen. And you click on that, it'll take you straight on through to Amazon, and you bookmark that site. I'm not quite sure how that's done. I think there are how-tos that are available for those who are not familiar with the process. And then every time you go back to Amazon...
uh-huh.
Shit.
We're listening.
we'll cut that out. You're going to use that bookmark and you're going to buy stuff, and it's going to be good for you because you're buying stuff anyway. And but it's going to mean the world to the fellas on the Dad Podcast because it's going to give them a little support. And it doesn't cost you anything, and it means the world to them. So go on and do that.
What do you think the chances are of people that have found this show and have not listened forever, by the time you finish that, have no fucking clue what you're talking about?
I don't know. Well, there's at least one. That would be me.
Let's see if I did this right. Yeah, what's up, badass motherfucker? This is a bit I'm going to write for a handle where I think that this little bit of music, no matter what you do, it makes it sound cool. Like if I just said, hey, Paco, do you know that I really like cargo shorts? Instantly cool now.
Yeah, it is. It really. It helps that you did the slow lean back, though.
It's not a real visual, I guess. But yeah, anyway. On behalf of Paco Lancini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley, this is Justin Warsham saying, hug your kids, hump your loved ones, and stay frosty, my friends!